Learning more about Children's Mentoring Connection, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning, and we welcome Children's Mentoring Connection, and somebody I know, Kelly Bibler, my wife, is here this morning filling in. Children's Mentoring Connection have some illness and vacations, so you're on the board.
Yes.
You have been a mentor, volunteer, all of that.
Yes.
So for Children's Mentoring Connection.
Yes, this is going on my fourth year on the board, and I've been a mentor for probably about 5 years or so. I've worked in the school-based mentoring program.
Okay, very good. Children's Mentoring Connection has been around quite a while, and recently moved over to the Family Center from
yeah.
the location on Lincoln Street.
Yes. So we did. We moved in the Family Center, and it's worked out well for us because there are a lot of agencies there that work together, and so we're all able to collaborate. And for us, making sure that we're getting our message out to the kids who need mentoring, but also the parents as well, who we want to let them know that we have opportunities for their kids.
So a lot of summer activities planned. Just the other night, we were out at the Miracle League ballpark and had kickball with a lot of the mentors and mentees. So,
yeah, we do a lot of planned activities. So that's one thing. That's a question we get a lot when we're looking for our community-based mentors is I don't know what to do with these kids. So the great thing is with CMC is we put together programs so that, you know, you have at least one thing a month that you can do with your mentee. And so actually on the 29th, we have a trip coming up. We're going to COSI. We're taking the kids to COSI. We'd like to do at least one trip a year. We've done the Cavs games, and so we're doing COSI this year. And then on July 20th, we're going to have our cookout for all of our mentors and mentees and volunteers out at Riverbend. So that'll be really fun. In August, we're going swimming at the Elk. So lots of fun things planned.
Yeah. So basically, it's Findlay Hancock County
yes.
Children's Mentoring Connection.
Yes,
so,
yes.
How can folks get involved?
So we have different ways that you can get involved. We have our community-based mentor, which is kind of the one-on-one match, or we have sometimes families will do it. And then we have our school-based mentoring program, which is where you actually go to the school and you spend about an hour there once a week. And you, one of our case managers is there and they have an activity and you just spend some time with your kiddo. We have that in a few of the Findlay City schools and then some of the county schools around. We have our PALS program. And then you can also get involved. We have a couple fundraisers a year. We just finished Bowl for Kids, but this is our 50th year as an organization, so we're really proud of that. We're proud of the history of our organization, and we're going to be celebrating that in November with our Uncorked and Unplugged fundraiser. So that's something too as well. If you're interested in getting involved in that as a sponsor or attending, we would love to have your support as well with that, because the money that we raise through our fundraisers goes into our programming to allow us to do activities like we just talked about and allow us to purchase supplies and things that we use in all of our mentoring programs. So the money that you, when you sponsor us or you support us, that money stays right here in Hancock County to support the programs that we do as we look to impact the lives of children one meaningful connection at a time.
Very good. Kelly Bibler, Children's Mentoring Connection, volunteer, future president there.
Yes, the I am the president-elect of the board.
Very good. We'll hear from you a little bit later on what you were supposed to be here for, Flag City Balloon Fest.
Yeah, I'll put another hat on.
Last
but
one.
Thank you so much for all of the support with Children's Mentoring Connection. We appreciate it.
Coming up, something that a lot of people have been talking about, Chris Arbino will be here from the VA Ann Arbor Health System. They are putting together the VA clinic. So we've got a lot of questions for him coming up. Community Day in Findlay at McDonald's. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning.